From NPR in Los Angeles, I'm Tavis Smiley. On Monday, January 23rd, 1977, television history was made. Alex Haley's Roots, a riveting eight-part miniseries, premiered on ABC. The episodes aired on consecutive nights to avoid what TV executives feared would be a ratings fall-off. In fact, Roots became the highest-rated television show in history. This week, we celebrate Alex Haley's Roots with members of the original cast and members of the Haley family. Alex Haley's Roots will be shown in its entirety this week on the Hallmark Channel. One of the most riveting characters in Roots was Kunta Kinte, played by now director and producer LeVar Burton, who was but a USC sophomore when he auditioned for the part. His portrayal rightfully won him an Emmy and forever etched him and Kunta Kinte into the minds of those who watched Roots for the very first time 25 years ago. LeVar Burton joined us from the New York Bureau. I asked LeVar if he felt that Roots could have an effect on the new hip-hop generation.
Without question, Tavis. I think that Roots is as vital and, as you say, as relevant today as it was 25 years ago. This is still America. The conditions that existed at the end of the Civil War that spawned the Reconstruction of the South, that spawned the Civil Rights Movement, are part of the fabric of this country's culture. And I think that there are a couple of generations of Americans who have not seen Roots, who need to make it a part of their consciousness.
When you were a sophomore at USC, what was it about Alex Haley's project that got you excited and wanting to audition for the part of Kunta Kinte?
Well, you have to understand, I mean, I was a 19-year-old drama major at college who wasn't thinking about a career in television or film at all. I mean, my whole impetus was to graduate with a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree in drama and move to New York and hustle my way onto the Broadway stage. But the material that was presented for the audition during the audition process was so intensely amazing. I had actually, my freshman year at USC, done a paper on the autobiography of Malcolm X, and so was familiar with Alex Haley as a writer. And throughout that process of auditioning, I just realized that, you know, unlike theater, college theater, where you're always being required to play roles for which you are terribly unsuited, the opportunity to play a young African boy torn from home and family and put on that slave ship, making the Middle Passage and finding himself in this new land full of you know, peril and danger was something I could absolutely relate to. And I wasn't alone. During the course of the filming, all of the veteran actors, I was the new kid on the block, but all of the veteran actors, mm-hmm. Maya Angelou, Cicely Tyson, Moses Gunn, G2 Kambuka, Harry Rhodes, Louis Gossett Jr., they were all coming in and talking about how wonderful it was to finally, in their long and storied careers, be able to address the African-American experience from our own point of view.
This is my favorite part of the conversation, to get a chance to ask you to share with me either a favorite line from your dialogue or share with me one of your favorite scenes from the series, or both.
Well, that's really tough, but because there are so many. There is a scene when at the very beginning of Kunta's relationship with Fiddler, and Fiddler's been given charge over Kunta and given the responsibility of breaking him, turning him into a proper slave. And he uses as a training mechanism food, and he brings him a plate of grits with some fat back in it. And Kunta asks for some more grits, and Fiddler, you know, comes in and he says, you know, you're a dummy, you can't even understand what I'm saying. And Kunta holds out his plate of grits and he says, grits, grits, dummy.
You better be eating all them grits, dummy, because there ain't no more coming your way tonight. Grits? Oh, good boy. Good night, Dobie.
Dummy? Grits, dummy.
And it's one of the lighter moments in Roots where we really get an opportunity to relax and breathe and laugh with these characters, because there's so much intensity in their journey. It's one of my favorite moments in the series.
LeVar Burton, it has been a pleasure and an honor speaking with you today. Thank you for your work. Thanks for coming by our New York Bureau to talk to us. A delight to talk to you, LeVar.
Thanks, Tavis. Have a great day.
John Amos received an Emmy nomination for his portrayal of the adult Kunta Kinte. He is an accomplished writer, director, and actor. You've seen him in films such as Coming to America, Die Hard 2, and Lock Up. And we still love this brother for his role as James Evans on Good Times. And I am delighted to welcome to this program, via our station in Atlanta, WCLK, John Amos. John, how you doing, man?
So far, so good, Tav. How are you?
I am well, man. Delighted to have you on the program. What impact do you think Roots had on the nation 25 years ago?
I think the impact was such that it was off the charts. This was a very strange situation. The subject of slavery had never been dealt with before. Alex Haley had, of course, written a groundbreaking novel that went on to become an international bestseller. And the quality of David Walper's production company, the quality that they brought to the screen with the writing and the actors, it was unprecedented.
You and LeVar Burton played, of course, two different parts of one man's life. LeVar took the earlier years, you took the latter years. How did you make that transition so smooth, John?
The one thing I did not do, I did not want to see what LeVar had done with the character. Now, mind you, I have a great deal of respect for LeVar, and I think he's a very capable actor, but I in no way wanted to have what I felt, my convictions about the character, determined by a performance that had already been laid down by another actor. So I came in there with what I felt was the correct biography on this character. I had subjected myself to certain mental exercises, to certain physical exercises. For example, I virtually lived in a sauna for about a week, and I tried to subject myself to as much physical hardship as possible so I could get some idea of the mental attitude of what some of our ancestors might have gone through in the bottom of the slave ship.
This is, for me, the most fun part of doing these conversations this week, getting a chance to ask you what your favorite line of your dialogue was and or your favorite scene in the miniseries.
The scene that comes to mind the most frequently when I think about Roots was a scene in which Fiddler, when Louis Gossett's character of Fiddler died in Kunta's arms, my character said to him,
"Now you know how I feel to be free, Fiddler. Now you know what I always talking about."
Because that would be the only time that Fiddler would know freedom would be in death. Whereas the main source of anxiety and conflict for my character was the fact that I'd been born into freedom, knew freedom, and could not ever totally accept the concept of slavery. If I could leave you with one passing note about Roots, in Annapolis, Maryland, there is a statue, a larger-than-life-size statue of Alex Haley. The thing that's significant about where this statue is placed is that it is at the mouth of the harbor in Annapolis, at the very same spot where Kunta Kinte was deposited into slavery hundreds of years ago. So I would think that any American who wants to know what can be accomplished despite the oppressions and despite the inequities of this society need only go to Annapolis, Maryland, and look at that statue and realize that the only thing greater than yourself are the stars above.
John Amos received an Emmy nomination for his portrayal of the adult Kunta Kinte, and it is a pleasure, John, to have had the chance to talk to you today.
I think it's always a pleasure to talk with you, T.
Our series this week commemorating the 25th anniversary of Roots was excellently produced by Ralph Cooper and Monique Shem.